broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of the Showmar Show, where everybody could be part of the show.
I don't think that exists, right?
No.
I don't think we can publish that one.
They're going to be confused.
No.
They're already shutting it off.
No. No. That was the reason I came back.
They're like, what is this fucking shit?
He said, I renegotiated my contract.
Well, yeah. Who promised him his own show?
Mick. Mick called me. Hell? That's the only reason I came back.
Hey, I know.
Don't worry. I unsent my messages.
Well, apparently you didn't because this motherfucker showed up.
No, I mean, that was part of the deal.
I told him, there is no deal.
He told me like, hey, you know what? You know, we want you to come back. And
there is no deal because you never left. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I left. I've heard these episodes. I've heard those episodes.
Like,
shit.
It's like, I wasn't there.
No, you've never been off the show. That's why there's no coming back. There's just, you're just here. It's just the Ask the Fellas Show.
One episode, you guys said I went to Mars.
No, yeah. I didn't say that.
Yeah, I said that.
He sent me to Mars.
He was like chilling with fucking Danny and the fucking whale.
There's
a whale up there.
Yeah.
Recently, though.
The killer whale.
I don't know if he was trying to entice you to come back or something, but.
No, I was trying to tell him to fucking stay away.
No. Why would you do that?
Because, dude, what the fuck? We don't need his fucking ass here.
You know what? Now I know why I was going to Mars.
Yeah.
Who wants to come back to this abuse?
How was it, by the way?
It was good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, we actually had a civilization up there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Life is possible up there.
How is Danny up there?
Huh? He's good. He's good. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's alive?
Yeah, he's good. He's doing good. He's doing good, man.
All right, very
good.
Good
things up there, man.
Planning stuff with his feces.
What's up, Showmar?
What up, man?
Where you been at, motherfucker?
You know what? I've been out. You know, I've been taking care of my family. I've been taking care of my dad. You know, I've been, my dad's been a little sick and stuff like that, so I've been taking care of that. But, you know, I'm back. You know what? I missed you guys. I really did. I really missed you guys. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, and you know what? I would hear the episodes, and then I caught myself, you know, laughing at times. Mm. And then also.
He said at times.
At times.
That means but you know what? Not funny.
You know when he wasn't laughing?
Huh.
When we have like Oso and Chavo talking.
Oh, come on.
That's the thing. That's the real reason why I invited him back.
But you know what? There was a question that Oso brought, and I can't believe you guys answered it.
Oh, which
what
one?
Is that?
It was the one that if you guys would suck dick or take it in the ass.
Oh.
Well, dude, that was super gay, man.
What did we say?
Huh?
I blocked those out as soon as we
I know. Like, I don't remember my answer.
I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you guys didn't answer that question and stuff.
Okay, so what's your answer?
I don't have an answer.
No, you have to. These
no,
are
there's no answer.
Questions.
See, this is the thing. You don't have to answer all the questions.
Yes. What?
You don't.
Who said?
I did. No. I did.
He's like, welcome to the Showmar Show.
You don't have to answer anything, man.
No, I think you're forced to answer these questions because these are all, not only are they hypothetical, first of all, there is no funny business going on.
No, right. No, because I can't see myself doing either or.
Obviously.
Right.
You guys answered it. Like, if you guys were to right now drive and you guys get pulled over, you guys go to jail. And then, you know, there's a
handsome young man trying to seduce you,
right?
And he's at Barlow's. I have a question for you.
Yes, I'm going to suck your dick.
I don't think we're not.
He's like, you don't have to twist my arm.
This is not.
Yeah, we're not going to revisit that question.
It's not going right.
Yeah. We're not going to revisit that question. But I did miss you guys. You know, I think you guys had... You know, it's a good episode. It was funny and stuff. So, you know, I'm glad I'm back. Man.
See, at least when we answer these questions, we're not saying gay shit. Like, I miss
how
you
gay
guys.
Can you?
I know, I miss you.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we're sucking dick, but we're not missing anybody.
Like, wait a minute.
You guys say, I'm not gay, but if I had to, I will definitely get on my knees.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas, guess what happened to me today before I got to the show?
What happened?
And, you know, and this is how I know I might be getting a little old.
Okay.
So, you know, I needed gas before I came to the show. So I was like, oh, let me go put some gas. And then you guys were like, oh, go get some beer. So go buy some beer. So, my dad done this multiple times where, you know, he pumps gas, you know, so I paid on at the pump, put my credit card, you know, it's pumping gas, I put the nozzle in, and then I go
that,
to...
You guys still do that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What do you mean?
Oh, this was electric.
What do? You plug your extension cord?
You know, I go to a station and I plug in, you know.
You still plug in.
You know what this guy does? This guy thinks he's saving money, but he has to go to a place to hang out for like an hour or two. How long is it? About an hour. And then he buys a few rounds of beers and some alcohol.
No, it's only an hour, fool.
It's only... Whatever.
Wait a minute.
Two rounds. And then he gets two drinks and then, you know, like he charges his car. Uh-huh. But he already fucking spent like fucking 30, 40 bucks.
Well, it's about the experience.
how many experiences do you get, man?
Every fucking week, you know. You know, at least one experience, bro. You know, I'm a people watcher. I like to go watch people.
All right.
And fucking, you know, conversate with people, whatever the fuck.
That's a big plus.
Conversate.
You know, if I'm able to fucking squeeze in some time to fucking do that while my car is charging, why not, right?
That's a big hook, but I don't think the youngins, the little zennials or the Gen Zs
and alphas,
they're not doing that anymore.
You know what? I don't think I have the patience to charge my car if I had an electric car.
But you're gonna have to though, because like sooner or later, I think what is it, 2020? No,
I mean that's what they.
I mean what they say, but I mean they're not gonna remove your car that's gas, you know, powered.
Well, they're not. Yours is the first one that's gonna go, bro.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
What the fuck? No, he's a fucking jerk.
Obviously.
All right, let me get back to my story.
I know, we're deviating.
Yeah, again. So, you know,
But that's cool, though. You guys still have that.
Yeah. So, I grab the gas pump. I put it in my car. And then I'm like, all right, let me go buy the beer at the, you know, I was at AMPM. So, I went to the AMPM. You know, I get the beer. And, you know, I pay. You know, everything's going good. And then, all of a sudden, this is where it goes downhill. So, I pay. And then, you know, I talked to some guy because the guy was like, saw me, you know, with some Modelos. And he goes, oh, you know, he gives me the thumbs up. So I'm like, yeah, you know, what's up?
Modelo time.
Yeah, Modelo time. And he goes, this and that. You know, so I'm like, oh, you know, I'm feeling good. I put my, you know, my beer in the driver's seat and I drive away. Guess what I forgot to do?
No. You forgot to unplug?
Yes. Yes. I forgot to take the nozzle from the fucking.
No.
Yeah. And the only reason because it went boom and I felt a thump. So I'm like, which stupid holy ass hit shit. Me? I thought was somebody
like,
hit me.
Like, it was me. I'm stupid ass.
No, yeah. So, and then right away, I remembered, like, oh, shit, the gas tank. So I looked, and the gas pump was on the ground.
Oh, it did come off?
Yeah, it popped out.
Oh, well, at least you didn't tear it off.
Yeah, I didn't tear it off. That was a good thing. I didn't tear it off.
They have a thing that it does.
It releases.
Auto release.
Yeah,
because of dumb motherfuckers.
Oh, but I felt I was so smooth. You know, I paid. You know,
everything was going just right. Yeah.
The guy gave me the thumbs up. I was fucking like, couldn't plan any better, man. And then I fucking put the beer on the driver's seat and I fucking drove away and boom. I was like, oh. So my dumb and I stopped in the middle of the gas station. Yeah. And I fucking got off.
Then I come out. What are you?
I felt so bad, man. I was like, fuck. And people are looking at me.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah. Ahmed like kind of looked.
You came out. You stupid, man. You stupid.
So I grabbed it, put it back, and I was like, fuck.
Fuck you, motherfucker!
So, man, like, have you anything like that happened to you guys? Where you know, not with the gas tank, but general, like where you're just like, wow, like.
Well, this past weekend, I think we were like driving by like a Little Caesars or something. Uh-huh. And my wife was like, "Look at that dumb motherfucker! He has like three pizzas on top of his car," and I was like, "Where? I didn't see right." And, uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, like we passed the corner, and she says, "Oh, they're not there no more." I'm like, "Oh shit, they probably dropped it." And I was like, should I go in and tell him? She's like, nah, fuck him. So we just kept on going.
Oh, shit.
but who were you going to go in and tell?
The guy that was coming towards us. Like, you know, he was going to come out our exit.
Oh.
So we're going to tell him, hey, you dropped your pizzas back there because they were on top of the car. So she's like, oh, they're not there anymore. Like, he probably got them. I'm like, no, he probably dropped them.
That's terrible.
That's fucked up.
Would you guys go back for some pizza?
Hell yeah.
Well, yeah. Really? Especially if you have a Latina wife at home waiting for pizza and the kids.
And you get home. Then you drop
it on the freeway?
No, not the freeway. It was like in the parking lot. No, it was the parking
lot. Oh, parking lot. Okay, yeah.
So, come on, get home. Where the fucking pizza's at? And you're like, ah.
Wait, but they didn't fall out the box, right? It was still in the box?
I didn't see, because like we just kept on going.
Because if it's still in the box, sure you can still take it. And, you know, when you open it up, of course it's going to be all fucked up. Mm-hmm. But you're just like, motherfucker.
I mean, luckily, those are only like $5 each anyway, right?
Right.
No, inflation, bro.
Yeah,
they're like eight. I think.
$8.
$8. It just feels different.
Holy shit!
It's not $5. Was it $5 pizza box or whatever it's called?
Wait, you know, going back to the pump thing. Mm. So they didn't make you pay. They didn't make you fucking do anything.
No, because as soon as I put it back, I left.
Or you put it back yourself.
Yeah, I put it back myself.
You're like,
wait, what was he gonna pay for?
You're like, nothing happened. You know?
Yeah, and then it didn't fall off from like the top part.
Yeah.
So luckily, I guess I didn't really clip it good inside the gas tank where you know when I drove away, it just popped out.
Oh, good.
Bartles, you're talking about paying for damages?
Yeah.
No, why would he pay for damages? They have insurance.
Bitch.
They have insurance.
They have insurance.
Yeah,
but
you gotta pay for it.
They'll go after you.
Really?
You first. Ooh, the hell?
They're expensive too, by the way.
What?
The hell? How do you think insurance works?
That's your fault.
So you just leave?
Okay. Just leave. You just put it back and you leave.
No, bitch.
He just pat the Modelo box and let's go.
Okay, with that logic, let's say you fucking weren't paying attention. You drive right into the fucking AMPM. Whose insurance pays for that?
AMPM. You start using my logic.
Using that, you know,
I want to get your insurance, man. You got good insurance. You got that good insurance.
Victoria's like, you know, luckily for me, I only have the minimum. So they only give you $25,000.
It don't work like that, buddy.
Man, I've been thinking about scaling back, man. I saw on Instagram that they're supposed to raise the rates again.
Don't scale back, bro. You know
that's the trick they're trying to get you, huh?
You know the old man that you just almost killed earlier today? That dude lost his house because his son. Like I think he crashed into a house.
Oh shit!
Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And like they went after him, and he didn't have enough insurance, so they went after his house. They took his house.
Oh fuck!
So, the dad's house is his son's house.
No, look, his house.
Because the son didn't
because
have
the
a
son
house.
Was young. Your son was like I think like 17 or 18.
Oh, so he was under their insurance.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
So they didn't have enough insurance. I think they just had liability, but it wasn't enough coverage.
Wow.
Oh, so, I thought you were gonna say that so I can cover if I would have hit the old man. I'm like his life can't be worth more than $15,000. That would be all right.
And you know what? And just for the listeners, that old man had like a construction bright ass coat, like one of those vests.
The vest.
Mick almost hit him.
We gave him that construction vest.
Oh, you guys gave it to him.
Why, you guys almost hit him too?
We almost hit him. Bro, it's kind of dark right here because the lights aren't so good.
Right, you can't see him.
And we were hitting the corner, and I just see something moving, like just barely moving.
From under your car.
No.
You already hit him and shit.
Like, oh, shit, we have deers?
I slammed on the brakes. I was like, holy shit, that's Don Marquez. And I was like, all right, man, I got to get him a vest. And like... Hey, man, to his credit, he always wears it at night.
And that's awesome. Yeah. And he's still alive.
He's still alive.
And you know what? You probably saved his life a couple of times, man.
I hope so.
Shit, I almost took him out.
Yeah, you Mick almost took him out and shit.
And the man isn't moving that fast. He's walking with a cane.
You know what? He looks like those guys that you hit, and he'll be like, no hay problema. He'll try to dust himself off.
Yeah, no, Mexicans be like that, man.
Yeah. They don't want no problem, man.
They don't. It's like, I just ran you over, sir.
It's okay. Yeah, it's just a flesh wound.
No problem.
No pasa nada.
I love that old man. That old man comes, like, every week he comes for some money. Because he needs to buy his beer.
Oh, that was true.
Oh, no, that's true, yeah. So he'll come by, he'll fucking ring the doorbell. And he's like, hey, man, ¿cómo estás? Whatever. He'll, like, chat me up for a little bit. And I'm like, how much you need today? He's like, $1,000. I'm like, come on, man.
Oh, so then you get off easy when you give him 50, huh?
$5.
Inflation.
I give him $5. He buys a little two-pack of beer.
Okay.
You know, he has a good time with it. And then, like, he pays me back. Every week he pays me back.
Oh, he pays you back.
Oh,
he pays you back.
He pays me back every week.
Oh, shit.
He's fucking, he's kind of like the one from Chespirito that always asks for money? Or is it Wimpy?
You're probably thinking about Wimpy, bro.
I'm thinking about Wimpy.
I'll pay you Tuesday for
a hamburger today.
But he's always here on Tuesday. Pay me back, bro.
You know who does something like that? Also with his uncle. What's his uncle? He's the one that raised him. So he has like these $100, right? And every once in a while, the uncle's like, hey, let me borrow $100. And he gives him the $100, and then the uncle pays him back, and he just keeps the same $100. So it's just kind of like a,
that's what I do.
It's just like a little rotation and shit.
So when, in that drawer, I have $20. Like I have like some more money there, but like I have $20 just for him.
Which drawer are you speaking of?
I know.
You know. I need beer too.
And it's always with $20. He always pays back. Oh, okay. There's no way. Damn. You know, that's the way I keep track.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's fun. He's a nice guy.
Hey, if he doesn't pay you, will you like break his legs?
Nah.
Will you break his legs?
I mean, he's walking with a cane. He probably already broke one of them.
Where's my money?
This is Ramon.
Stabs.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas. I got a few things to talk about. Well, actually, one thing.
Damn.
Got a lot of things.
Fucking bite you know what? Well, you know, I missed a lot of shows. I have a lot of questions.
He's
and stuff.
Been holding it in, right?
One question is, how long do you keep your underwear?
What do you mean, like keep it, like keep wearing it?
Yeah, like keep wearing it.
How long? What do you mean?
How long? Because you know what? Here's a scenario.
Like, how do you know when it's time to get rid of it?
Exactly. Because here's a scenario. I went to go wash with my girl this weekend, and she's always giving me like, you know, sometimes like shit because I have these underwears that have holes. But they still work.
No, if they still work. No, if it has a hole, you must.
They must go.
No,
if it has a hole,
no, see, it has a hole. They must go.
Well, where's the hole?
Huh? It's on the side. It's on the sides.
He's like right in my.
And if it's around the booty hole or your nutsack,
it has to go, bro.
No, it's like on the leg part. Sometimes like it's not the actual elastic, but where it kind of you know.
Are we talking like boxers or boxer briefs?
Boxer briefs. Nah. You know what? I think they're still good, though.
Nah, they got to go, bro.
Why do they have to go?
Because they have holes, man.
It doesn't matter.
You make money. All right.
That was another question I was going to ask.
No, I do have money.
Do you have a job?
And here's the thing. Here's the thing that she probably even hates more is the fact that I have two brand new packs.
That you haven't opened.
That I haven't opened.
Okay.
But my thing is they're still good.
Here's my question.
What?
Does the elastic still work?
The elastic still work.
He's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Just leave him alone.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, what's the purpose of an underwear?
Just to, I don't know.
Because you have pants.
Just so you don't feel like a nasty ass. You know what I mean?
It's an additional barrier between you and the world.
I know, because if you don't have
what
underwear.
What do you mean you in the world?
In the outside world.
You mean you and your molester uncle?
No, but if
hey, you know what?
It's another layer of protection.
That's what I used to wear, too.
If you don't have underwear, though, that makes you a deviant, right? Like some nasty motherfucker.
Yeah,
because
all your original sweat and juices are on your pants.
It's not okay.
Yeah. No, it's not okay.
It's not okay. We had a brother who that fool never wore fucking underwear. Yeah.
I never look at him the same, bro.
It does. It changes your fucking perspective of a person. Like it's just.
And then he will bend down to get like something.
Dude, or he started wearing like fucking pants that had like holes and shit, like the distress holes.
No.
And I'm like, bro, like you can see like your fucking butt cheek.
Was that M?
Yes.
Yeah. I always knew that motherfucker was gay, man.
So now not wearing underwear is gay.
I mean.
It's just weird. Like.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel right. I heard one time I had to do that. Mm-hmm. I had to do that like. Why did I do it?
You had to do what? Go without underwear?
Oh,
was
because
a challenge
laundry day.
No, because I accidentally like got some pee on my shorts.
Okay,
and I was just like, fuck, and it was enough where I knew it was gonna bother me, so I went without them and I just put my jeans back on.
No, you got pee on your fucking
on my boxers.
Yeah, okay.
On my boxers and so I took them off and I just put my jeans on. Okay. But that was like the weirdest fucking day ever. I felt like such a slut.
he was like, man, I bet everybody knows I'm not wearing underwear.
You know what? He might have felt that way.
Yeah, no, it's just
you feel not, like something's
not,
missing.
Yeah, right. It's not fun. And you know what? And I asked our brother like why he does it, and he's just like, I don't know. It just feels free, feels good. Like I'm like, I don't get it.
I don't know. Just wear boxer shorts,
right?
So back to my question: the reason we wear underwear is probably to get all you know, get the juices or whatever you know. It's an extra
layer,
right?
Barrier.
You
know? Yeah.
Yeah. So my underwear still has that barrier. So I don't think I should be throwing them away.
Like a little hole on the leg isn't going to hurt.
You know, I would say maybe socks or maybe like, you know, they have holes in it. But your underwear, I mean, how often are you going to show your underwear?
Can you kind of like you know, first ate it, you know, kind of like sew it.
Oh, no, there's one that's like mangled.
No, yeah, see, that has to go.
Why?
Mangled has to go, bro.
Nah, man, yeah. It doesn't. Because the, like, the private areas and you know, your butt and your crotch, they're still good.
Fucking Tarzan over here.
How in the world are did they get holes on the side of your shorts?
I don't know. I guess from usage. Oh, maybe because, you know, your thighs kind of rub sometimes with your pants.
Oh, you got the little, you got the chub rub.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Wait, so maybe.
Are you talking about holes in the inside of your thighs?
On the side, on the sides and everything.
On the outside, inside of your thighs.
Yeah. Maybe because you sit, you know, you kind of sit a lot. And you know, I mean, these are, I mean, they're not somewhat new. They're pretty old. They're
but
you
if
know, they got a good miles. They
right.
Good
so
miles.
That, I'll give it a pass. But if you're trying to salvage elastic.
No, elastic.
The,
yeah.
The elastic has to be good.
See, because back in the days, you know, back in the, you know, way back, like when we were kids, well, at least when I was a kid. You know, those underwears will last you a long time. And even when the elastic was gone, you just tighten up your belt a little bit tighter and stuff, so they won't fall and shit. But, you know, so I don't know. I just think it's not a big thing, but my girl kind of like, you
like
know,
it'll be almost like a waste.
She'll be like, I'm going to throw these away when you're not looking. You know, she threatens me. And I'm
at least she told you. I think I agree with her. I think she needs to, you know, when you're not looking, fucking toss them.
Right.
And that way you open up your new pants.
But I say why. They're under your pants. Nobody's looking. You know,
She's looking, and she is disgusted. Bro.
Yes.
She's disgusted.
She's walking with you, holding your hand.
She can see it in her
think,
head.
I'm walking with a man with holy,
with holy underwear.
Anytime you hear her sigh, bro, she's thinking about you and your underwear.
It's like, this motherfucker.
I bet you he brought them.
I can feel it through his hand.
And don't ever fucking bring up the fact that women sometimes go without underwear. Because that's different.
Oh, that is different.
Can you hand me that pillow, please?
I know, right? Sorry, I'm using them both.
That's different. Women can fucking go without underwear, and it's okay.
Don't stop,
why is it okay?
Oh, come on. Why not?
Well, bro? I mean, I'm sure it's like
it's amazing,
sexy.
Bro.
But it's because... It's a one less layer.
See, I'm suing. I'm going to HR.
Right?
It's called easy access.
Easy access.
Oh, that's great.
And you know, here's the thing. When they wear certain things, the underwear, you know, it pinches the little cute fat that they have on the side of their body, you know, and they're like, we don't like that, so we take off our underwear. Mm. Like, girl, you do that all day, every day. I don't give a
when
fuck.
When they're wearing those tight ass dresses,
I don't give a fuck.
They can't no panty lines.
The girl,
man,
ain't nothing worse. Than
so unless you're gonna be a girl, you need to fucking get rid of those holy underwear, fool.
Nah, I think I'm still gonna keep them.
You have.
You know,
to,
I think they still got two more years to go.
You have two new packs at
home. I got two more years to go with those underwear.
Why do you have two new packs at home then?
Well, in case the elastic goes out, then I have like a backup right there.
You probably bought them during the pandemic. You're like, you know what? I don't know how long.
He's like, we've been through some shit, man.
They ran out of toilet paper. They might run out of underwear and shit.
Man, have you ever bought underwear or briefs that
from the thrift shop?
No. Like that are uncomfortable. Mm-mm. Like, okay.
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah, and they were like kind of like sexy chones and shit.
Oh, wait.
Well, no, they were like they were like briefs, but they almost looked like the
Mick.
Did it
what?
They were lingerie.
No.
Did it have like a elephant trunk in it?
I know.
No, not that kind.
Oh.
But no, they were just sat a little higher. Like they weren't as long.
Oh,
like bikini briefs?
No, they were still kind of like shorts, but
wearing booty shorts. Did it have
No, they were like really uncomfortable. I ended up cutting them because
were they called boy cut?
They weren't boy shorts
because that's a girl's underwear.
Wait,
no, it was a man. It had a picture of a man.
Okay,
on the crotch.
On the crotch.
Did it say delicious in the back?
Wait a minute. Yeah, but no, they were like super uncomfortable. I wore them like twice.
What about you,
Barlow? Stop buying medium.
No.
I know, right?
I didn't want to throw them away, man. The elastic was still good.
It makes the bulge look bigger.
Victorious, right? You are no longer cool, bro.
I'm no longer
you
cool.
Need to buy large. Motherfucker. So my issue is the opposite of that. I bought some fucking briefs that are a little longer, and when I sit down, they tighten around my fucking my quad, so it's uncomfortable as fuck, and the material is fucking rough.
I know what you're talking about.
No. So
his bitch is trying to say his quads are big and shit.
I wasn't, but you bet they are. I mean, look at these 25-inch pythons.
Put that away.
All right, let me put it away.
Put that poster away of Hulk Hogan.
You see those arms? That's what my legs replicate. No, but, you know, I bought those fucking underwear, and whenever I run out of my good underwear, I'm like, God damn it. Now I got to wear this shit, man. Only because I'm being lazy, and I don't want to do laundry. Man. And I suffered through it for 2 fucking days, and I'm like, fuck this shit.
So those are like your version of like granny panties,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? You're right. Like that. You're absolutely right.
Say where you're doing the laundry, and then the girls got the granny panties.
Yeah, if I'm doing laundry, I'm wearing those granny panties.
Shit. You know, I bought some underwear from, this was a while back, from Ross.
Yes.
I mean, they're good. They're Levi's underwear. But the thing is, they don't have the little cut in the front, you know, to fucking piss.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That doesn't work anymore, does it?
What do you mean?
I fucking just bring down my underwear. I don't use the little hole.
All the way to the ankle?
I have to. You have to. Especially when I'm at the urinal and there's a shared urinal.
When you're at Dodger Stadium?
Yes. You got to bring it all the way to your ankles, bro.
Damn.
Or else you're going to get some pee on them.
Well, it depends how bad you got to go.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, because there's some times where you can't find the fucking hole. You're like, get there.
They don't make it as easy as they used to.
Yeah, that's when I tear my shit. Like, fuck this shit.
That's why he's tearing his fucking underwear.
Why is it coming out your thigh?
That's how big it is, fucker.
He's like, it's because it's my catheter.
That's why I was gone for so long.
This motherfucker.
It's your boy Ernesto Grumzilla from Flashback with the Homies, and you are listening to the Ask the Fellas Show.
I have a fucking rant, fellas.
What?
I have a
You still got rants?
Yeah, man.
Damn, this motherfucker is unhappy.
Bitch, this is my second rant. My first rant was you fucking coming back.
Shut up.
Okay. I don't know why.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Who the fuck invited this motherfucker?
Guilty.
I know, because I...
Guilty by association.
Oh, yeah.
Because I haven't reached out.
Shut up.
Hey, it was him or Oso, man. Oso's growing on you?
You know who's going to thank you today?
Who?
Wisconsin.
Everybody. Everybody's going to thank me. They everybody missed himself some Shomar. Everybody's like, where's Shomar?
Where's Shosho?
I know. I'm like, Shomar's fucking dead.
He's in Mars.
The whole state of Wisconsin is happy today.
Yeah, I love Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Huh?
Have you been there?
No, but I saw the 70s show. That's where Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I love the 70s show.
I prefer East Coston.
East Coston.
they're a close second.
All right, what's your rant, fool?
Oh, yeah, my fucking rant, man.
Fuck.
So, have you guys ever been squirted on?
No.
By who? All
right, before I answer, be more specific.
I know.
The fuck?
What do you mean squirted on?
This is Ask the Fellas, bro. You got to be a little more specific.
Yeah.
Have you ever been squirted on and...
You mean by female?
See, that is why we were asking to be more specific.
Have you ever been squirted on by a female?
Okay. See, now you're getting somewhere.
Why the fuck would I need to be specific? Who?
You mean without my consent?
Do men squirt, motherfuckers?
Yeah, something else, though.
Yeah.
Is that called squirting?
Yeah, you squirt your semen.
Really? Squirt, 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 squirt.
Skeet, skeet.
It's skeet.
Skeet. Oh, skeet. Oh, I thought it was squirt, squirt,
I didn't
squirt.
Say, have you ever been skeeted on?
Oh.
Right?
Okay. I thought it was squirt,
so
squirt,
you guys,
squirt.
You guys have been squirted
on,
right?
Yeah. Let's go, yeah.
You know.
Sure.
No,
sure.
I haven't. Yeah, I'll be honest, I haven't.
You haven't?
No. Nope.
By the way, that's...
You haven't either, bro?
That's pee, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not.
I looked it up.
I know.
I did extensive research, bro.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I did, too.
And as a percentage of...
It said in my research said it was urine.
It was urine. There's urine in it.
So I got squirted on this weekend.
Did you really?
Yeah, on Saturday.
My goodness.
And
where were you?
Wait, there's more.
Okay,
there's more.
There's more.
What is it?
It was in public.
Oh, here, here's a pillow, Jerry.
Can I borrow that pillow? Yeah, thank you very much.
And I was with 2 other women when this happened.
Oh shit!
And it landed on my face.
Oh,
yeah. It was unexpected.
Were you at Adelita's at TJ?
I was not. That would have been expected.
Were you? Say, were you at a farm?
That would have expected as well. So we're fucking sitting around, we're talking, you know, blah blah blah. Someone makes a fucking joke. The girl that's sitting across from me fucking squirts in my face.
Was she wearing Shomar's underwear?
She was not. No.
Because it has holes in it.
No.
And it's like, it's like this bitch is squirting out of her thigh.
From her catheter. So it is piss.
So it was right in my face, all over my food. You know,
oh, I would have been pissed.
I'm still trying to figure out how the hell she squirted. But
no,
go ahead.
No, I'm trying to figure out what was the joke.
She squirted empanada in my face.
Okay, I'm still confused. Oh,
she squirted out her panada?
Empanada.
What the fuck?
That is a good euphemism for a pussy, man.
There you go, right?
That is really good, bro.
Empanada.
No, she was fucking eating an empanada. I think I said some shit, and that shit all came out and all over my face.
But it was because she squished it?
Yeah, basically.
Did it go in your mouth?
No, because I was turned to the right. Dude, unexpected, and that shit reminded me of when you do get squirted on, for real, it's like, what do you do at that point? Like, how do you react?
First of all, you got to be proud of yourself, right?
Why?
Yeah.
Because you made it happen.
Do that. Yes. Oh, you're right, huh?
Yes.
You know, you're right, because I wasn't even trying.
Exactly.
Right. I was across from her.
Well, if you're not trying, did you really make it happen?
Yeah. Because it was my joke that made it.
Not the joke. Oh. I mean, when you're fucking and squirt, or even if you're eating her out and she squirts on you. And you're not trying? That's just lazy, bro.
No. I think if you are eating somebody out or you're, you know, going down on somebody, that should be the fucking end goal, right?
Yes.
Either you make them orgasm.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're not trying, that's just.
Yeah, but if you're not trying, that means you're that fucking good, though. You don't know?
I don't think so, bro. You got to try. You gotta.
It's like you did it by accident?
You got to do it with intent. You know what I mean? With the intent for just.
Yeah,
but then what would be the correct thing? Like you ask them, hey, are you a squirter? Or?
Nah. I mean, what do you mean? Like at the end?
I think it would just happen, right?
At the beginning.
Yeah, like at beforehand. Like, do you squirt? I just want to prepare myself.
Man, what do you got, a questionnaire?
Huh? No, well, because you gotta figure, like, what you're going to lay down on the bed.
Well, here's the thing. It's not about them being a squirter or not. It's about them, have they ever experienced that level of an orgasm?
Right, because I'm a big believer that all females are squirters.
Yes,
bro.
They are. Because you gotta make them get to that point.
Yeah, because there's a lot of females that'll tell you, I am not a squirter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
I'm a big believer that everyone can squirt.
Yes.
And I think what happens is they start feeling like the sensation of peeing.
And they want to stop.
And they stop you. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what they don't understand, that if they keep on going, because I believe that when you're having sex, it stops you from peeing, right?
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like when you sneeze, you can't fucking pee.
Right.
Same shit.
So I'm guessing when you say, like, all right, girl, if you feel like peeing, go right on ahead.
See, but that's the thing. It's all fun and games until they fucking pee on you.
Until it's all over your fucking bed.
Yeah, and it's like, fuck, that shit is yellow as fuck. Girl, you need to drink more water.
No, hey, man. No.
And if you make her take a shit, that's even better, right?
No, that's
right?
A deal breaker.
What?
No. Deal breaker.
Why
deal
not?
Breaker.
The fuck he should
say? That's another second level, right?
No.
Another level.
Yeah.
We don't need them taking a shit.
No.
No, okay. But you know what? Right.
But if you do make her take a shit, what is that called? She's not squirting.
That means she ate too damn much that night. I told you not to have that fourth fucking El Pastor taco.
But you know what? Like, when they squirt, it's kind of almost like clear, dude. It is
clear.
Because I would look at my sheets and stuff, and it's not yellow. Like, right. It's not.
It's a viscous.
Stain.
Is it viscous?
It's kind of what?
Viscous.
It's viscous.
We
know viscous from D.O.
Yeah, yeah. From our
like,
so what is it?
Like, it's kind of like the thick.
There you go. Like, is
the
it
consistency.
Like,
and then I waft it.
Yeah, waft it. You know how to waft?
I know how to waft.
You know how to waft?
I've been to science class.
I waft all the time.
All right, tell the listener what's wafting.
Wafting, man, you just take your hand, you put your thumb on your nose, and then it's just in a circular motion,
and you can take a good whiff.
Mm. So nah, what it is,
that, fuck that.
That so, way, that way, it doesn't kill you,
no. Right?
So what it is usually when we were at work, no. You know, we had some chemicals and we had to smell it, but they said you can't put your nose to the container because right. It could burn your nostrils. Yeah. So what you do is you just throw the air in your nose, like
yeah, you
push
it,
you push you the, with your hand, you push the air to your nose.
Yeah, yeah, but if it's squirt. Mm-hmm. You put your nose all up in that.
No, yeah, yeah. No, you let
you
it.
Don't you, that
no,
shit.
You let it drip down your chin, and you're good to go.
Hell yeah!
Unless you're classy, then you want to waft it.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the only time you stop if it's in your eyes, you have to kind of clear your eyes and be like, "The fuck was that, girl?"
Oh man, you diving into a big pussy there.
Like damn, you could have given me a warning.
Yeah, but that's how I figured is different than urine, just because of the color it would leave on. On sheets and stuff like that, because when you pee, like it's different. Even the scent, yeah. Okay. Like the smell is different.
Okay, that's where I was. Okay, so the scent, if it's different, then I believe you, because you can clear, or you can pee clearly.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
but it doesn't have the pungent piss smell. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit, but not the pungent smell.
Yeah, it's just different, bro.
It is.
I know, but I do believe that most girls, once they get that sensation, they want to stop. So that's
right.
Probably what's stopping them from. Squirting.
Right, well, because right. They say, I'm going to pee.
Stop, I got to
so
go
like,
pee.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, girl, just go. Yeah. And you got to keep going.
Just pee?
No.
You should just tell her just pee.
Just push through, right?
No,
push
just
through.
Fucking
just
let it.
Push through.
You say, let it happen.
And then
like,
they squirt.
Yeah, like if you're, especially when you're on top of them. Mm-hmm. They can't really push you off, so you fucking.
Oh yes, they can. They got some big. They got some
no.
Strong ass.
Well,
I know, right? They like
end up
throw
on
your ass.
Low.
Well, no, I fucking grab them and I keep going, and then you feel the warm fucking liquid coming out, and it's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. See.
Yeah,
and then they're like, you know, they fucking they have that deep breath like. Oh my god,
that gas!
Yeah, thing. No, yeah. And it's all good, bro. Like my body actually bamboozled me one time. Like I remember a girl was giving me head, and I thought I was so drunk, and I thought I was gonna nut, and then I kind of like pushed out to like nut. Yeah. Dude, why'd her fucking mouth go like this?
You peed in her mouth.
I fucking pissed in her mouth, bro.
Awesome.
Terrible.
Did she think
but
it
she
was.
She was.
You should have told her you were squirting.
I know.
Yeah.
You're like, don't worry. It's just squirt.
Was it viscous?
Was it viscous? I should have told her ass to waft it.
I once peed in the girl's fucking nose because I thought it was going to come.
Fuck.
Like, holy shit, it was pee. I'm sorry. I thought it was coming.
You're like, whoop. Yeah, no. Damn. That's fucking. Damn. That was a little embarrassing, but she laughed. She laughed. She spit it out. And
she laughed.
Yeah, she laughed. She, was
she didn't
like,
get mad?
Well, yeah, I think she didn't know what to do with it. She
was
just like,
she's like,
well, fuck, you just fucking pissed in my mouth. Like,
yeah, that happens, man. Yeah.
I mean, you were in Vegas, right?
Actually, no.
Oh, okay. I was.
I wish I was in Vegas.
I mean, that's the reason you pay for her, right?
Come on!
Fun fact. I found out why she was so accepting.
Fun fact.
At the end of the day, you pay for her.
She said, I've never paid for pussy.
She was like, ha, ha, ha. That'll be an extra 50.
Exactly.
Dude, that's like an Uber charging you a cleaning fee.
You know how long it's going to take me to take this smell out?
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
You guys are 45, 46, show more 49, right?
Shut up, bitch.
49.
49.
You know what? Here's a clue, listeners. You know how you know this fool's old?
Shut up, bitch.
Because he referenced La Picardías and stuff like that.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that shit was in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
Yeah, but I was a child when I saw that.
Right.
He's like, I was one.
I was an embryo. I was an embryo.
I was in my daddy's nutsack.
No.
He said, just sperm watching TV.
Like, oh, I like that. You know what? Delete that part.
I don't think I can.
God damn it.
You gotta say, Cherokee, delete that.
Part.
No, too late. It passed.
Late.
God damn it.
Delete that, what I just said. Delete.
You get a 15-second grace period.
God damn it. So anyway, you know, me at 35. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, we're older. Mm. We've been with multiple women in our lives, right? We've seen tons of tits, tons of vaginas. Why do we still get excited when we see tits and vaginas? And for those of you, you know, you guys that are married, you know, I don't want to put you in an awkward position, but you've seen the same body parts for years and years and years. And I bet you, anytime they're taking off an item of clothing, you're like,
it's like Christmas, bro.
Yeah, it's like Christmas in August.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so why is that? Why do we still fucking love that shit? Like if it was like the first time we've ever seen it.
I think it's the gift of being a man, bro. Like it just never gets old.
Because women do women get like
I don't
excited?
Think, I don't
like,
think
like
women
that?
Care.
Like,
first of all, no.
Right?
They don't.
Right? Especially because if you're not hard and you're taking your shit off, you're like.
They're like, put that shit away.
Don't look at me right now. You know I'm medium.
You know what you got.
I know you got what you got. God damn it.
You know what you signed your contract for?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that's just how men are built, bro. Like, it's just, and even like, say, when we were like single, every pussy was different.
Yes.
Every pussy was different. Mm-hmm. Every time you saw, you didn't want to be like, play it cool and be like, oh, I already seen a pussy. No, because you haven't seen her pussy.
Right.
You
right.
know what I mean? Like, that was a, right. or I want to see your tits. Like, that's.
And all pussies are beautiful, right?
Not all of them.
Yeah, come on.
No.
Not all of them. No.
No, you mentioned earlier there's a chart. And
yes.
I think that chart is true to its value.
Like, so on Instagram, we saw this chart where there's like probably what? Let's say about 25 vaginas, and they all look different.
How factual was that, Jerky?
You know, if it's from Instagram.
Oh. Yeah, it's true.
It has to be true.
Oh, it has to be true.
And I believe that every single one on that chart was beautiful.
I can vouch for about 15 of those.
But I think it's preference and shit.
Okay.
I think it's preference because I think you know, some people like certain styles and for certain reasons and stuff. Maybe it's for their reasons and stuff. So, you know, I'm with Jerky. I think you know every person there's a right you know type of vagina.
There's a style, but there's also a shape. You know, they're shaped differently. Some of them are. Are you know the line between
the vulvas?
All the women are like you.
We're fucking it up.
We don't know.
All right, the line between you opening the pussy so you can eat it. God damn it.
There you go. You fucking
you know
caveman.
Some of them are very straight.
Right.
The equator. When you open up the equator.
Not the equator.
Some of them are very straight. Some of them have a little bit of curve. Others have the you know the equator has exploded, so you
somebody blew you out,
someone
girl.
Blew you out and your fucking pussy lips are out, you know
that's an earthquake fault,
right?
And then you know you throw in some of them are like nice fat vaginas pussies,
they're bloated,
because they're like fucking swollen,
like a bee stung it,
right? And then you add the hair, okay.
Right.
They're either clean shaven, fucking bald eagle style, or they have, you know, a little bit of hair or a lot of hair. You know, it just fucking adds so much fucking, it's insane.
Right.
You know what it is? It's like going to the Domino's app and you're ordering a Domino's pizza and they're like, oh, we have about 2,500 combinations.
Shit.
That's a vagina.
That is a vagina.
They have about 2,500 fucking combinations, bro. And I've only seen 15.
I haven't even scratched the surface.
But you know what? But I kind of order the same one area every time. Right.
You got a coupon and shit. Yeah. For the same one and shit.
So, again, you know, why do we love that shit? What is it?
It's our primitive being that's coming out and yes,
but vagina,
yeah,
titties.
You hit your chest,
yeah, exactly, yeah. Bro. Instead of hitting your chest, you beat off.
Yeah,
you're probably naked too.
Fuck,
it's just.
But what about like a gynecologist, bro?
No,
like they look at pussy all fucking day.
I think
you think they go home and they're sick of looking at
the
pussy.
The thing is that a gynecologist, they see the pussy that's like. Has
disease
and all this stuff.
Yeast and fucking
all that stuff, right?
And chlamydia
and it's smelly.
Uh-huh.
No, but don't they do the yearly testing?
They
for the girls.
Yes,
they don't necessarily have to be sick.
No, I mean, so sometimes they do get lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
they get to see the nice pussy.
Yeah. So like hey, the nice checkup, like a physical.
Right.
Yeah, physical. Right. There you go.
Because if you're going to go in there on just like a scheduled day, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think those girls don't go in there with, you know, like they prep a little bit. They fucking shave.
Yeah. Well, like how we had talked about. That's what I do for
and
a physical.
And they kind of clean up a little bit. Yeah.
So here's a question. How long do you go for a checkup? Like a physical?
Every 2 years right now. I should be going every year, but I go every 2 years. Mm.
So that's what I'm saying. Like they don't see it that like the nice, clean, like healthy one. They always see the ones that's having problems.
Oh, no.
And
mine is beat up, bro. I got problems.
It's like going to the dentist. Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit, I got to go to the dentist. Let me brush my teeth. Let me floss.
And all of a sudden, yeah. right?
Your gums are bleeding because you're like over flossing. You can't fucking floss. Oh, like in one day.
A whole year of flossing
in one day. You just can't do it.
Just like, girl.
Stay on top, bro. Stay on top of it. Yeah. It's the same thing with girls. Like, if they take care of their shit, then that's when they get lucky and they see the good one. But usually it's the problem pussies that they get into the office.
Imagine the kind of colleges that works in Skid Row.
Fuck.
Oh my God!
You trying to go down the rabbit hole, fool?
I, you know, okay.
Why you gotta bring down the mood?
Let's not deviate, because that's a whole nother 2,500 type of vagina at that point. All right. Going back to the beautiful vaginas and the fucking sexy fucking tits.
Sure.
Why do we love them? We still haven't answered that question. Why? What is it? Is it because we're like we haven't touched them?
No.
Because we haven't.
They're all very similar, right? Like, once you touch one, you touch them all. Wouldn't you agree? But
there's more.
There's more. You want to touch them all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if
you got to catch them all. Like Pokemon.
Right, it's like Pokemon, baby.
So it's one of those things that I think you see, even though you see the same one.
Yeah.
You want to keep touching it. You just, there's no stopping you.
Right.
There's you don't ever get enough. Even if it's the same thing.
Right. Why would you want to stop?
Right. It's kind of like you guys are Mexican, except for Barlos, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You guys like tacos, right?
Yeah.
I love them.
If I invite you for tacos today, you guys will eat them, right?
Hell yeah.
You're like, nah, bro, I've had them before.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
There's no way.
You don't turn down tacos.
No,
you're like, nah, bro, I had Taco Bell yesterday.
No, not Taco Bell.
Like tacos.
Right, exactly.
That's like trans tacos. That's not real tacos, bro.
That's not real tacos.
That's not real tacos.
But it was man-made.
You go, I want a burrito.
No, but if I invite you for tacos tomorrow, will you guys turn me down?
No, of course not.
How about on Saturday? Would you turn me down
on
Saturday? Exactly.
Why would you do that?
You will never turn down you will never turn down pussy.
Right.
Yeah.
To see it, to smell it, to touch it, to
shit.
Eat it.
Be all up in that shit. Fuck.
You'll never do it, bro, because you're a man.
Yeah.
You were built that way.
You're a taco lover.
Well, yeah. Pink taco, but.
Sometimes black.
Still pink, fool.
Yeah, that's true. Once you open it up. You know, I've never been with a black girl.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's good for you.
They got size standards.
Oh,
it's like you're not tall enough to ride this ride, boy.
That makes sense now. That makes sense, bro.
Hey, I'm Sergio.
And this is Jeebus.
And you're listening to Ask the Fellas Podcast. Listen to Churros y Puros, where we talk a lot of shit. We're all right, but give it a shot.
I got a question for you guys.
What's up?
And it's almost, I don't know if you guys can answer that, which, I mean, Barlow's and Shomar, but let's just pretend you guys are married. Okay?
Together?
Not together, no.
Oh,
this
I'm
is,
say.
This
I
is, like, this I is like, California.
He is sucking my dick.
No.
No, I'm
no,
not.
No,
no, I'm not.
No, to a woman.
Instant divorce.
To a woman.
I know, Barlos, you're going to be the most unsatisfied man in the world.
Like, what's wrong, Barlos? Fucking Shomar.
Won't suck my dick. He won't suck my dick.
Like, what the hell?
I got to suck my own dick.
No, but who comes first? And I don't mean that way. No. No. No, but I mean it like in the way of like, okay, so hear me out. Who comes first?
Okay.
Your mother, your daughter or your wife?
Fuck. Ooh. My daughter now.
Who's
obviously
a priority? Let me just say it right.
Like, okay, go ahead.
Who is a priority? How's that? Does that sound better?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your mother, your daughter, or your wife?
Honestly, I'll go ahead and answer it. I think for me, it's my girl, my wife.
Okay. Your wife.
Why? Because my mom.
Damn, he said his wife.
Yes.
Yeah,
there you
so
go. It's all right.
My girl and stuff. So, sure. Because the thing is that she told me once, your family comes first. Because she said, you know, like, you're going to live with her, you're not going to live with me.
Yep.
And stuff. So
your mother told you that.
My mom told me that.
Right.
Yeah. And you got to take care of her and you got to take care of your family, you know.
And did she, your mom, tell you that your wife has to know that your wife comes first?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. And she will understand. And she will understand. And I don't think there's any, will be like any like discussion or anything like that and stuff. So.
But let's say you had a daughter.
Ooh.
Would your wife still come first?
See, that's a tough question.
That is a tough question. You can't
ask that to people that have no children because
Yeah.
they don't have the connection.
Mm-hmm. I know. But you have a child.
I have my babe.
Let's say you had a wife and
See, again, you can't ask me that because I don't have that connection with someone.
So, okay, I have both. Oh, I have both.
Hey, hey,
I even got an extra baby.
Oh, that's true.
Victoria.
Just for Victoria. Right.
I would go kids first, man.
Wow.
Kids first, wife second, then mom.
Man.
Yeah. You know what? I will agree.
Because he can find another vagina.
No.
Well, a new one.
I can't agree with that.
Well, for me, like, this is why. Kids are kids, right? Like, kids can't fend for themselves.
Exactly, yeah.
My wife is an adult.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She should be able to kind of fend for herself to whatever capacity she can. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you know, like your mom told you, my mom told me the same thing. She's like, you know what? Like, you've been my son all these years, but your family comes first. Yeah. And it's true.
You guys have good parents, man.
Yeah, because there's some moms that are like, motherfucker, I raised you.
Mm-hmm. I'm first.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that same question, if you guys remember, of who gets the front seat in your car.
Right. Yeah.
Your wife or your mother or your mother. And unfortunately, it has to be your wife.
Yeah.
Your mother goes in the back seat.
Right, right. Unless your wife is like, oh, I'm cool. Like, if she put your mom in the front.
Yeah, that's different.
You know what I mean? Right? Be like, all right, well, if you want, but if not, it's not necessary.
Well, see, my mom goes to sleep, so.
You're like, so you got to take out the back seat.
I don't want to talk to you. I'll be in the back sleeping.
Yeah. That's easy.
When my mom was here a couple of months ago, she was going to go in the back seat because she thought that my daughter sat in the front. Mm. And I was like, no. She, you know, my daughter sits in the back.
Like, my daughter hates me.
she don't like that. And you know, she was like, "What? Are you sure?" Like, yeah, no. She's in the back. She's cool. She, you know, she enjoys that. She's fine. And it's always been like that since she was a kid. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate the fact that she considered the fact that my daughter was possibly sitting in the front. Mm. And
so, in your case,
uh-huh,
it's your daughter, then your mother.
My daughter. My shoes, and then my mama.
What so his bright ass, he loves those bright ass shoes. Like, you know how hard I was to get these shoes?
Bro, I can't find the shoes ever anywhere. I've been trying to replace those shoes.
Wow. You have a picture of them?
I can take one. What do you mean?
No. Oh,
the highlighter.
I have them on right now.
Oh, you've been trying to buy another pair.
Another pair of those.
Send them to also, like, that fool's obsessed with shoes.
Oh, okay.
He'll find
shoes. So he'll probably agree with the shoe
part. Yeah. he'll probably put the shoes over his kids.
He's
bro.
Like, bro, those shoes are fucking fire. That's fire, bro. but seriously speaking, it's my daughter. She's priority over anyone.
Everything.
Yeah. And I think as it should be. Yeah. You know, I think your daughter should go before your mom.
Right, right.
Yeah. But I have to disagree with you, Victoria.
What?
Yes.
What happened?
Your wife has to go first.
Why is that?
Because I think the way...
Because then he gets the life insurance, right? Okay,
come on. Right. That's what I was thinking. Right. I'm like, that's right. Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah. Hey, good point, Jerky.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Let me rethink that. Maybe.
No, and the way that your daughter has to experience you valuing your wife in the manner that she should be valued. That way she learns the way that she should be valued. That she comes first in the man's life.
You know? So, you know, I think we're a little confused.
That's okay, looking at it that way, yes.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, if I had to choose.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Come on!
Yeah. That's what I thought, too. I thought, like, you know, you have one lifeboat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only
yeah.
one of them could be saved. Or you know, who would you choose?
You want a Titanic?
Yeah, yeah. The Titanic version. That's what I thought.
But like that, you know, I mean, I would want to set a good example with my wife for my children to see, like that relationship and how a woman should be treated and you know, and for them to see, because that's something they observe and it's important.
Because can you imagine your daughter seeing you choose her over saving your wife? Like, and your daughter will have that survivor's remorse thinking, why didn't you save mom?
I'm like, I love you, man.
I think she will resent you for the rest of her life.
Maybe.
Yeah. Weird thing to kind of discuss.
I don't think the girl. Cause, I mean,
so you're saying put down the child first.
I would say
kill the child and save the wife.
I couldn't.
See, that's the thing.
I couldn't. Yeah. Like if it came,
I don't think so either.
Because I think now we're talking about two different things.
Yeah. Two different things now. Now we changed it up.
Yeah, yeah. But if it's like
life or death, it's kids.
Right, kids. Mm. But the thing is, like, say my daughter, my 7-year-old, she's been trying, like, when she tries to play both of us. She tries to, well, it's called splitting, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's like, oh, well, okay, mom said no, so I'm going to see what dad says. So we have to present, like, as a united front, right? Mm-hmm. So at that point, it's like, no. And she's like, dad, I'm on your team. And it's like, no. Like, I'm on the team with mom. Like, mom and I are on the same team. We're all on the same team.
Or else I'll have to sleep on the couch. Yeah.
And then I'm going to be team couch.
And team no sex.
Yeah. So that's the thing. But that part where it would be like, no. Like, dude, we're one.
Yeah.
Mom and I are one. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? And we.
But I'll take it a little bit further. I think if you show your daughter how you appreciate your wife and everything like that, then she's gonna want that in the man. Yeah. You know, be treated like her, you know, open the door for her,
right,
you know, kind of like cater for her, you know, pay for her things and stuff like that and everything. So, you know, that's the other way. And so that,
right,
but I think as far as life or death, I think you would have to choose a kid because they can't fend for themselves.
Yeah,
and stuff like that. So
yeah, but like in any airplane, they tell you put your face mask or your oxygen mask on first.
Yeah, but that's on you.
I'm saving myself.
Exactly.
You're like, I'm saving myself first.
Fuck them kids.
You're like, it was a pleasure.
It was a good 7 years.
They're like, this is where I get to have a choice whether I start over or I don't.
This is where I'm pro-choice.
Hey, this is Sebastian Satina, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas, I got an also question for you guys.
Oh man, I'm always scared. You know what? Even listening to the podcast, I was always scared of these questions.
But you know what? When also's on, this motherfucker doesn't bring any also questions.
No.
I don't know if he had one last week. I didn't finish the episode.
They're Osito questions.
He has stage fright. That's why.
Yeah, what it is.
It's because this fool's trying to pin it on me that I'm the one that alters these fucking questions.
You know what I think? I think he can't even piss in front of other people. You know what I mean? Like, he just
like his dick will shrivel in and then he'll just piss on his balls and shit.
Yeah. Exactly. So when he's here, he doesn't ask really tough questions. Yeah.
He doesn't. You
know. It's because he wants to be one of the fellas.
He's trying. But you know what? But you put him in his place.
Yeah, that's why I made sure. I was like, hey,
fucked up, bro.
Before we get going, let's introduce our motherfucking guest.
Let the record show.
Uh-huh. That he's a motherfucking guest.
All right. So would you rather jerk off a silverback gorilla?
Oh my Come goodness.
On. Or, why is he talking about me?
I know, it's stupid.
Jerk off Barlow's.
Or teach a silverback gorilla to jerk you off.
Oh.
And obviously the silverback has no idea what you're doing.
No.
But then again, they don't know their strength.
They don't.
So you, they'll rip that shit off.
Right. So for me, hands down, I'll jerk them off.
Because you know.
A gorilla?
Yeah. Because, well, like you said, I don't want to fucking lose my dick.
Yeah, but he's going to get very, very excited.
Wait a minute. I'm smart. I know how to learn.
I'm learning.
He's like, give me your dick.
You like it like this?
Tell me when.
But they're going to get very, very excited.
All right.
And then that's when they're going to lose a little bit of that control. Right?
Like while somebody's jerking them off?
Yeah, he's going to grab you, bro. He's going to fucking just start, you know.
No.
As opposed to him, like, tearing off my penis?
Well, that's true. That's a bad option as well.
I think I would risk it.
I know. Because you've heard the fact that a chimpanzee, once they get threatened, they feel threatened. Like, they're so fucking strong. They're smaller than a razorback gorilla.
Right.
And they'll tear off your hands, your arms. They'll fucking, like, tear off your jaw and then grab your genitals and take them off.
A chimpanzee?
A chimpanzee, bro. They have that fucking strength.
Why would they do that?
Well, first, they don't want you to fight. So they're going to tear off your arms. You know, that's the first thing they do. They don't, you know, they think that your arms are your weapons, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. And then they don't want you to bite them, so they're going to tear down your fucking jaw. And then they don't want you to procreate. So they're going to take off your dick.
Damn, even chimpanzees are toxic.
Yeah, but...
I know, right?
Toxicas.
But, you know, what female is going to want to fuck a chimpanzee with no jaw and no arms?
Exactly. So that's
I wouldn't.
I think you're pretty dead by then, dude. I don't think you're not doing no fucking.
I can still fuck.
I don't think you can.
So would any of you actually, like, risk it to try to teach them how to jerk you off or what?
Is he like a blue collar gorilla?
What is a blue collar?
I mean, does his hands soft?
Does
what jungle did he come
does
from?
Does he moisturize? What the fuck?
Is he like from an upscale African forest? You know,
no. Or from Brazilian upclass?
He has an excellent lineage. Let's just say.
Can he at least sign language so we know we're on the same page about? What our safe word is?
Right? Can he go? I promise not to rip off your dick.
Right. Pineapple. You know what I mean? Something.
Yeah.
Whatever the fucking
like safe word.
Safe
right?
word is. Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know. I just couldn't risk it.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You fucking. You
know I would teach it.
You would teach it to jack you off?
Yeah.
Gently.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's gentle.
All right.
Because I can't.
So
walk us
through it, Shobar. How would you teach him?
Well, I would, you know, capture some, you know, some slaves that are, you know, in battle. Mm. And
yeah.
I'll have them tested on them.
So you would jerk them off show him?
I'm thinking like.
Slaves.
Like,
this motherfucker went back to the fucking.
No. 20. I'm going back to the Aztecs when they used to capture slaves and they used to have them. Kind of, you know, try certain things on them.
All right.
That's when they cut out hearts, though.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm trying to go way back
He's like, if you rip off my dick, I'm going to cut your heart out.
So you would train them with, like, with you know, them. Prisoners. Yeah, I would call them prisoners.
So they'd just
prisoners.
Be, like, collateral damage
until,
shit.
Yeah, until he so develops, if, like, so, you know, until so, one comes and they're like, okay, he knows.
So if we're back in the 1500s,
yeah.
What do you use for lube? Because, you know, this fucking...
Dude, what if he moisturizes?
It's hot too,
bro.
Hot too.
That would be ideal.
Imagine he has soft ass hands and shit.
I don't know how that would be, but
I don't know.
Because I just can't picture jerking
a gorilla.
A gorilla? Off.
Well,
yeah, man.
I don't know. We could picture
because gorilla is close, you know, close to a human. So it's like jerking off a male.
I mean, close to Barlow's, but I don't know about rest of
Well, I mean,
us.
Will you jerk off Barlow's?
Yes, sir.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
He's like, I'm sure I have in one of the episodes.
or will you teach Barlow's to jerk you off?
Why gotta be Barlow's, though?
Yeah, I don't think Barlow's is strong enough to tear off my dick.
That is true.
Because he calls himself a silverback.
See, this is why I don't understand the gays. Because they call Barlow's a bear. Why not call him a silverback? That makes much more sense to me.
Because silverback's not as cuddly. Right?
How the fuck is a bear cuddly?
Stuffed animal. You're talking about a teddy bear.
Teddy bear.
Okay.
You don't have a fucking stuffed silverback.
Yeah, if I were the gays.
Yeah.
I would call him Silverback.
Would you?
It'd make much more sense, bro.
But I'm a blue-collar Silverback, though. My hands are soft.
Right.
Yeah. I work in the office. Not construction.
I work on the keyboard all day.
You know what I mean? It just makes more sense.
My nails are clean.
Manicure. What we do, Barlos?
I'm going to teach them.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Because they're intelligent.
They are.
They're only missing one chromosome. From
have you ever
and the thumb.
Have you ever seen?
They have thumbs, bitch.
They do have thumbs.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They have thumbs on their fucking feet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
They're like humans.
Have you ever seen, like, a silverback being annoyed and he'll fucking flick them off?
Mm-hmm.
That's how intelligent they are. They know flicking. They know what a flick off is.
They
know?
Fucking grab their poop and
they throw it. Yeah.
And they'll grab their.
Because they know they don't like it.
They'll grab their butthole and then they'll smell it. They're like, that's like humans, right? Humans do that.
Yeah,
dude,
right?
What if you're trying to teach him and you whip out your dick and he just starts laughing?
Then that's when you rip off his heart.
Hey, motherfucker.
Like the listen to me.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
All right, fellas. We got to go.
Wait, why?
Because, I think we had a good episode. I think we can end it in a good note, Shomar is back. I don't know what he means by back.
He's back today.
Silverback.
He's silverback today.
So I don't know what he means. You know, I don't want him to break my heart when he doesn't show up next week. So fuck you.
Fuck you for hurting me.
You know,
fuck you for pre-hurting me, you son of a bitch.
But you know what? I'm glad I'm back. I had a good time. And you know what? All this anger just came back with Barlos. Just like that, man. Like it didn't even take that long. It's just like as soon as they said, okay, we're recording now, that shit just rushed.
Right.
Wow. That's his hatred for him.
That's like that Pavlovian fucking effect, right?
Yeah, but you know what?
Pavlovian.
That's the shit I put on my bread on Subway.
Was that
the cheese?
That's provolone.
Oh, fuck. Never mind. Jericho, delete that.
But you know what? When I was hearing the episode, I was like, oh, well, Barlos pretty cool, you know? But then as soon as I sit on this chair and I get these mics and everything, I just hate him. It's that love and hate thing.
And I hate you back, brother.
Yeah, right?
No.
That's what makes it special, bro.
No, yeah. it's
that nobody, hate, right? Nobody can hate Barlos like you hate him.
Yeah, right? It's just
yeah, like,
it's years of just hating him.
Yeah,
build up sexual anger.
Sexual? just succumb, brother. Succumb.
Yeah, but definitely had a good time, you know. I mean,
shut up, bitch. I haven't even done my fucking...
All right, go ahead.
The hell?
Ahead.
All right,
you forgot the rotation.
Oh, fuck.
All right, go. No, man. See, that's why I hate his ass. Go. He doesn't even know when to finish.
His mother. The hell's wrong with this guy?
I don't know.
All right, go, man.
Man, zip it up, zip it down, motherfucker. Good time.
Oh, you still have that shit?
Fuck you, bitch.
Sip it. I mean, how many times you gotta sip it up?
Bitch
and
shit? Fuck you, bitch.
Okay, you're next. Go.
What are you, slow? You can't sip it up and shit.
I didn't. Oh, did I forget to zip it up, zip it down?
No, you did it.
Oh, man, I'm fucking wasted.
Yeah. So. Anyways, back what I was saying. You know, I really miss you guys. And, it was fun. Had a good time. Definitely glad to be here and, have good laughs and good have. And then. You know what? I noticed that you guys actually now upgraded from... Now you guys drink beer and mezcal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a problem.
Exactly. When I came in, we're like, Shomar, you want...
It wasn't, you want beer or mezcal. Yeah. No, you want...
Before I left, it was just... Oh, what kind of beer you want? Oh, let me get this. Now it's like beer. Like, oh, what kind of mezcal you want? I'm like, what the hell?
And you need to chase it with the beer. Right?
Yeah, we got to chase the mezcal with some beer, I mean.
Man, I'm like, there's some changes here. Shit, I got to catch up.
And we're looking at him all matter of fact. Like, what the fuck? What do you mean? What's your problem?
This dude's acting new.
I know.
Definitely good. I'm glad I'm back. And you know what? Fuck the Astros.
Oh, yes. Fuck the Astros. Yes, banging sir. Trash cans.
Exactly. So, back to that. And, love you guys. And, I'll try to be here next week, too.
All right.
Awesome. All right. There we go. Yeah, so We want to start off, man, thanking Shomar for being here, man.
Why are you thinking his ass?
Because, man. Good, man. It's special, bro.
It's animal.
It's special. Everybody asks for
Barlow's
Shomar, man.
Hey.
No, the way that we act is like he's never left. Come on, guys. Don't act new, man.
Yeah, buddy. He's
That's
here.
That's how you get that?
We acting new. Oh, okay. he's like, man. I'm still treating him like shit.
turn off his mic.
He's like, ain't nothing changed here, man. No, but good times, man. We had a lot of good laughs. And today, my shout out goes to Alyssa, man. Her birthday was yesterday. Today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, right? Alyssa from the Bombtastic Podcast. Yeah, so happy birthday to you. And... what else, man? What else do we have?
I don't know, bro.
No other shout-outs?
Your soup thing.
My soup thing. Yeah, I still do the soup thing. I'm trying to think if I wanted to give anybody else a shout-out.
Let's give Wisconsin a shout-out.
You know what? Yeah, let's give Wisconsin a positive shout-out, man. They've been asking for you because they hate also.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and you know what? Can we just say that we love the Chicano-ish podcast?
We do love them.
And we try to start this fake, what do you call it?
The beef.
A fake beef.
And it turned into real USDA beef, right?
Yes!
It's like, what the fuck? We started some beef. Because also, not to rehash it, but...
No, his was a real beef. He really fucked it up, right?
Yeah, because this fool... Because one, the girl, her name's Beans. I know you don't listen to podcasts, but from Chicano, is from the Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Well, she was on the podcast.
We're not revisiting that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, point is, if he wants to,
yeah, that's,
more power to him.
Right. Definitely.
Oh.
And so that's where it kind of started, because then also was just being
he
also.
He got proposed too? Is that what happened?
No.
Oh. Okay. So, never mind.
But also was talking shit, and so that kind of turned into a thing, and also likes to run his fucking mouth. And all of a sudden, we have beef left and right.
They also make a song, We Not Like Them.
I know, right?
Wow.
We Not Like Them.
Yeah, so of course, they were like, we want Shomar.
Yeah, there you go. Asking, you should receive.
There we go.
Middle Eastern motherfucker, man.
Come on! What the fuck?
Man, Barlow's, you're a little bitch.
Shut up, that's why
I hit his ass.
Shut your ass. All right,
so before we start a new beef, man, I'm going to end it with, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I want to recommend a show called Your Honor.
What?
You
already did that.
No, show. I referenced it last week, but I wanted to really talk about it because I was able to watch the show in about 200 minutes, you know, like, because it's 20 episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, and shit. It's a Showtime show that's now on Netflix. And there's 20 episodes for two seasons, 20 episodes, right? So I found a better way to watch these shows.
What do you mean?
They have fast forward. No, they have recaps. And I only have to watch about a minute and a half per episode to get the whole fucking point. It's amazing, bro. I'm liking the new Netflix, and it's going to save me a lot of time.
They're doing recaps on the next episode.
On the previous episode.
From the previous episode.
So I start on episode two.
And it already gives you the recap of one.
Exactly. But then all I have to do is watch 10 minutes of the final episode, and then I'm good.
It'll give you the full recap.
Exactly. So, bro. You guys should try it, bro.
That way you don't have to see all the stupid mistakes they're doing.
Exactly.
Fucking dad and son.
It's so amazing, bro. But this show, you guys will love it. It's one of those, it's not a mystery, but it is a drama. And there's a lot of questions about how you would react if your son or daughter happened to kill somebody. And, you know, if you guys take a watch, please text me. Or DM me and let me know if you guys like the show. It's called Your Honor, and it's on Netflix. And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars where it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática, los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlow. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Lugar secreto, une sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. Podcast